Britain decided that it would not ban high-risk vendors from parts of its 5G network. Despite the generic language, the decision is mostly about Huawei, which will thus be able to continue supplying equipment despite an intense lobbying effort by American officials to block the Chinese firm on national security grounds. Half recognizing that concern, Britain will monitor Huawei's equipment and bar it from parts of the network deemed critical for security or safety. Elsewhere, its market share will be limited to 35%.
Facebook provided details of Mark Zuckerberg's vision to overhaul the oversight of content on the social media platform. A new independent board will hear appeals from users who have had content taken down for hate speech, say. If Facebook ignores the board's judgment, it will have to explain why. The cost of spending more on privacy and security were in part to blame for a sharp rise in expenses in Facebook's quarterly report. Revenues grew at the slowest pace since it became a public company in 2012.
A bullish earnings report from Tesla delighted investors. The electric car maker made its second consecutive quarterly profit, even if, at $105 million, it was 25% lower than in the same quarter a year earlier. It also raised its production guidance and now expects to deliver 500,000 this year. The company's share price has risen by 130% since October.
Renault appointed Luca de Meo as its new chief executive, its second since the fall of Carlos Ghosn in November 2018. Until recently, Mr. de Meo used to run SEAT, a Spanish carmaker owned by Volkswagen. He starts his job at Renault in July.
In Britain, it was announced that Northern Rail is to be nationalised in March, following 2 years of chaos for passengers under the train company's current operator. Coming soon after the bailout of Flybe, this is the new government's second big intervention in regional transport infrastructure.
The share price of the company that owns Victoria's Secret surged after it was reported that its chief executive might step down and possibly sell the lingerie retailer. Les Vexner has run L Brands for 57 years and is the longest-serving CEO of any S&P 500 company. Last year, he faced embarrassing questions over his link to Jeffrey Epstein, a dead sex trafficker who managed Mr. Vexner's financial assets.